We'll, of course, have a live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A massive winter storm is stretching out across the country. People in 29 states are under weather alerts, including Minnesota. St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter.
We expect it to have major impacts across the Twin Cities on every aspect of life, every aspect of city operations for the rest of this week.
Meteorologist Craig Allen with our affiliate, WCBS.
This is a coast-to-coast and border-to-border type system. Only the southeast states will escape the wrath of this storm system. They will be experiencing very warm temperatures and some strong gusty winds, but most of the thunderstorm activity will stay away from the Gulf Coast and the extreme southeastern states.
We're hearing from the forewoman of the special grand jury that investigated former President Trump and his allies' alleged efforts to switch up Georgia's 2020 election results. CBS's Robert Costa with her public comments about recommendations on indictments.
It's not a short list.
Emily Coors. Interviews come unusually before the district attorney has announced how to proceed. It also follows a judge's partial release of a report last week on the special grand jury's findings, which states that jurors believe one or more witnesses might have lied during testimony.
President Biden is meeting with Eastern NATO leaders on the third and final day of an overseas trip marking the one-year anniversary of the war in Ukraine. And U.S. officials confirm Russia did launch a ballistic missile test to coincide with Mr. Biden's visit to Kyiv on Monday. They say it failed. John Kirby at the National Security Council.
We continue to monitor Mr. Putin's nuclear posture as best we can. We've been doing that since he invaded a year ago.
A deadly Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank today. Palestinian officials say at least 9 people have been killed, 97 wounded in a rare daytime attack in Nablus. Israel's military confirms an operation's underway but gives no details. Worker protests are growing. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Strikes like this one of Texas Star-Telegram newspaper employees spiked 50% last year, and the number of employees involved increased 60% compared to 2021. That's according to a new labor action tracker report from Cornell University. The increased labor action came amid inflation and a tightening market.
Virginia's first black congresswoman is headed to Washington. Jennifer McClellan was chosen in a special election to replace fellow Democrat Donald McEachin, who died after the November election. Dow futures up 74. This is CBS News.
Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James, here. I'm joined by Seth Habhager.
Good morning, y'all.
We're joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
Paul, I don't want to get in your way too much here today. We got a lot of important information for you to get out there. What has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Yeah, we've seen round one of the storm system, but it looks like round two is certainly going to be the heavier band of snow, and also the winds also gusting to 30 to 40 at times here for us tonight throughout Thursday. So the heavy snow and the blowing snow will certainly continue to makes for a very difficult travel here for us. It looks like the second band of snow is going to start to build in as we get more into the afternoon and then early evening. So kind of gradually building up and then becoming heavy as we get to the evening and most of the night tonight, heavy snow to continue. Looks like snowfall amounts to fall here anywhere from 7 to 11 inches. So I think something around that to fall with this next band coming through. So that'll put some of those totals certainly over a foot for portions of the area here with our temperatures today, about mid-20s. Cloudy skies, still a few snow showers, nothing heavy here through the daytime hours. Until we get late afternoon, that's the thing that could start to ramp back up here. Tonight, 18, snow heavy at times. North winds about 20 to 35, some gusts to 40. Snow and blowing snow Thursday, 25 for the high northeast winds, still about 20 to 30 into the day. Winter storm warning goes in effect later this afternoon, continues through Thursday evening as the blowing snow will still be somewhat of an issue here throughout the day. And then 4 below, turning partly cloudy Thursday night. 16 Friday, breaks of sun and some clouds. And 9 above Friday night, maybe a few snow showers, nothing much for accumulation with that, just some light amounts on Friday night. 30 on Saturday, partly sunny. 8 above Saturday night, and then mid-30s Sunday with some partly sunny skies. And it could be another system moving in with some rain-snow mix potential here as we get to Monday of next week. Highs reach about 40 at that point. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
That's not bad, Paul, excuse me, that's not bad, but I'm going to throw my cards back in the table. I'd like to reshuffle. Can we do that?
Redeal, please.
Paul, I saw something where by this, they're saying possibly by this time tomorrow or tomorrow afternoon, literally the whole state could be under a winter weather advisory. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before. Does that kind of thing happen often?
Not too often. Usually it's, you know, like central and northern or just southern, you know. Usually it's not like, all-encompassing.
Yeah. Interesting. We're better prepared now. We appreciate it, Paul. Yeah. Thanks so much for the live update. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Hey, you bet. Stay safe.
You stay safe, you too. Thank you, Paul. Best in the business right there, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, Mr. Paul Trombley, joining us. If he's got that response to that kind of stuff, that tells you something.
Paul does.
Not only incredibly good at what he does, historian, really loves the history of weather and understands it better than most I've talked to.
I think so.
He's very good at what he does.
He's been doing it for a while.
Yeah. So Seth and James here with you. We'll get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club in the next segment. After Melissa's news, we'll be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing. Phil Hartley will join us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to that. Right now, Tuesdays are kind of the one day that we don't really have much going on. Every day this week we have like the kitchens open on Monday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Word of the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Thursday, our Pet of the Week. Friday, Star of the Day.
Yeah.
It's been fun. We've enjoyed this. But that means that we have to work 5 days a week. So we'll never be able to do the 4 days a week. The push to make a four-day work week the standard has really picked up steam in recent years. Mm-hmm. Seth and I were just talking about this.
Yeah.
The world's largest four-day work week pilot program has just wrapped up. It took place over 6 months in the UK, but it involved researchers from around the globe, including Boston College and the University of Cambridge. 61 companies participated with nearly 3,000 employees.
Wow. That's a big study.
Anytime they do these studies or we do surveys, I'm the biggest thing that I'm looking at is that number.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good body of data.
Right, right.
A lot of different factors, a lot of different, you know, the things you're looking for when you're doing these kind of things. The company should choose how they'd structure it, like giving an extra day off per week or reducing their working days in a year to average out to 32 hours per week.
Right.
So it wasn't even 40 hours crammed into 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
The only requirement was that they could not cut salaries or benefits.
Yes.
The workers would get 100% of their pay. In exchange, they'd deliver 100% of their usual work.
Yeah, and that's the important part.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important.
In the end, it was a resounding success for employees and employers.
Wow, listen to that.
And it wasn't just about less working hours for the same money. 15% of employees who participated said no amount of money could convince them to go back to work 5 days a week.
Wow. 15, that's a decent amount.
Workers reported a lot of benefits, including better sleep, stress levels, personal lives, mental health. They spent more time with their kids, families, household duties, and friends. The companies reported that their revenues stayed broadly the same during the six-month trial, but went up 35% on average when compared to, with a similar period from previous years.
Whoa.
They also dealt with less turnover, fewer sick days, less burnout, and were happy with the employee performances. Of these 61 companies, 56 or 92% said that they are continuing the four-day work week.
So over half.
They're done with the experiment. They're done. They're taking the interim off the coach's label, and they're just making him coach.
Yep.
And even though the trial's over, and 18 of them said that they've already made the four-day shift permanent.
Wow.
That leaves five companies. Two of them are going to continue experimenting, and only 3% say that they are done with it and will return to 5 days a week.
Huh. Wow. That is really remarkable.
I think that the first thing that stands out is what you noted and you underlined about everybody agreeing, but not just the owners and the company, but the employees. Hey, you're going to still get the same production.
Everything's going to stay the same. Yep, exactly.
That has to be understood going into this.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I feel like everything else is kind of just referring what we,
exactly
what we already knew.
Yeah.
Companies are not going to make less money.
Yep.
Employees are not going to make less money.
Yep.
And it's not as if, I think some people think if you had a 4-day work week, oh, that means we're going to have a bunch of lazy people or something like that. How many lazy parents do you know?
Yes.
You know, I'm not saying that it doesn't exist.
Right.
But on average, most parents, they're just going to end up spending more time with their kids and their family. You know, they're just going to be doing more of that.
Exactly. Doing more things that help them recover from doing the work. There's nothing on this study that is surprising to me. Yeah. Not one thing on this is surprising to me. Productivity remained the same. People felt better. Less turnover. You cannot tell me there's not a company out there that wants less turnover.
Right.
They want to keep their people. They don't want people to quit.
That's one of the biggest issues right now is hanging on to your employees.
Yeah.
That seems pretty good. It's also similar. This reminds me very much of the people that are whining, complaining that nobody wants to move to the state and work here and everything. Well, look at the minimum wage. Look at childcare. Look at these things. Like, if you don't do anything about this stuff, what do you expect?
Right.
You can sit there all proud on your hill that you want to die on when it comes to $7 was enough for me when I was 13.
Yeah.
What can you find when you were 13 that is the same price now that it was when you were 13?
Yeah, exactly.
I love that the same people that all they wanted to talk about going into the election was inflation, and yet when you bring up like actual people making more money, oh, heavens no, we can't have that. But we'll make tax breaks for the CEOs and stuff. We'll do that. But the grinders, the employees like you and I and everybody out there listening, nah, forget you guys. You can live on $7 an hour.
So
Make it work, lazy. Make it work.
So the people that actually put money into the economy, the people that need that money to live on, we're the ones that put the money in there. If you give a tax break, see, that doesn't go into the economy. That gets invested. That gets put in a bank. That does not get put back into the economy. If everyone gets more money, that goes. That makes everything go. And so, I want to tear my hair out. This is good for everybody.
There's no downside to
this. No.
We've got the stats to prove it.
Yes,
now.
We've
got the data to prove it. And I'm not just talking about this article. No. I'm talking about the 15 other ones we've done and other companies have done in the last couple of years, really since the pandemic.
Yeah.
This is our opportunity to learn. We could be the people that were around when this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, they used to work 5 days a week? How insane.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's something pretty cool that we have in our hands right now, that we have the power to do something about. This is a legend status right here that we can do as a society moving forward and say enough is enough. And you're not going to get 100% of people to agree to this.
No.
But the majority of people you get, and here's the other part of this. If you want to work 5 days a week, and say your company, Civic Media, decides we're on 4 days a week, that's all our employees are working.
Yep.
But I want to work 5 or 6 days a week. Do you think they're going to have a problem with that? Do you think
they're going to? Yeah, no.
James, come on, enough's enough now, James. We're a young company, and we don't need you, you know, working all the time and everything.
Right, right.
Like, no, I feel like they'd be okay with that. So if you want to still work 5 days a week, figure it out. You can probably work 5 days a week. Yeah. Pick up a side job or something like that if you need that badly.
Right.
To the people that are like myself that have to work multiple jobs because of need of income and everything,
right,
we'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. I mean, we already have. We already have. Yeah. People have already. I don't feel like that's the part. That's an issue either. The only people that have a hang up about this are the people that are the Scrooge McDucks, mm-hmm. the people that have a safe full of coins that they can swim in, and it's not enough. Yeah, right. But it's only 20 feet. I want a 40-foot pool that I can dive into.
I need another yacht, you know?
By the way, you can only do that in cartoons.
Yeah.
There's no way. You're going to break your neck if you try to do that. Billionaire Bill Gates died today when he tried to jump into a pool of money. Like,
well, not even in the rebooted DuckTales, he doesn't do it anymore.
Oh, yeah?
Because he realized this is ridiculous, you know?
Spitting coins out. Yeah. You're going to choke on those things, man. That's a horrible way to go.
Yeah. One other thing I want to add about this thing that I think, you know, there's a lot of stuff that comes along with this, too. Think about this, okay? Say you're one of those companies that, you know, a factory that goes 24 hours, you know, you have this is another way to add jobs. Because if you have fewer people working, you're going to need more people to fill in that, you know, fill up the schedule. You know, that's a good thing, too. More job creation, huh? Maybe not a ton, but still, that's something.
That's an incredible point.
Yeah.
It's a very, very good point by you. I didn't even think of that. And that's another thing that has been in crux. That's
yeah.
that people have been mm-hmm. like, well, we need more employees when we need more people. You have to, the day of, hey, I've got a job, that's good enough. That's not enough anymore.
Mm-mm,
that's
not.
Whether
you
that's,
can't live.
Whether that's right or not, that's case by case. You got your own brains. Mm-hmm. You can make your own opinions on that. But
right.
as far as society is saying, they've answered that question. They're mm-hmm. not doing that anymore. You're only going to pay me $7 an hour to work the grill? Well, I'm a creative. I'll put stuff on Etsy and eBay, and I'll make a living doing that. And I'll mm-hmm. work a part-time job maybe at a gas station or something like that for a couple hours a week, maybe. Or maybe I'll just do the Etsy thing or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
People are self-employing themselves at an alarming rate.
Yep.
And the only people that are scared by that are CEOs.
Yep.
Are people that are hoarding their money and they are afraid to lose one last cent. You know the only people that believe in trickle-down in economics? The tricklers.
Exactly.
The people with money.
Dude.
That's it. That's the end of it. That wasn't, I mean, we proved during Reagan's administration that doesn't work. You throw
it never
that term
worked,
away.
Yeah.
If Warren Buffett says it doesn't work, that tells you something.
I love the idea of calling them tricklers. I want to start calling them that. Yeah. They're not the 1% anymore.
Nope.
They're tricklers.
I like that better. I think that's better. I think we accidentally just came across something.
One real more quick point. I think the reason we're looking at something like this, I mean, that people are actually seriously considering the four, is because of what you just said. People doing their own thing. Yeah. People employing themselves. Whoa, we need workers now. How are we going to get them? Well, this is one way to do it.
I talked before about last week what the NFL did when they realized, hey, wait a minute, we're losing viewers, we're losing money during our halftime. Oh, that'll never happen again. Like they did something about it. That's mm-hmm. that's a smart organization.
Yeah,
they're not going to siphon money. They're going to lose that spot there.
Yeah, pretty evil but smart.
You know? Yes, very good. Yes, yes, I agree to both, and I will continue to watch. I don't know. I feel like whether you want this or not, whether you like it or not, it's getting closer and closer to it. Say this happens. 50% of the companies in America go to a 4-day work week. The rest stay at 5. What do you think is going to happen to that rest that stay at 5?
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to. We've already seen a great migration happen of people leaving this industry and going into this industry,
yep.
or going from having a job to a career or all that. Chickens come home to roost.
Yeah.
Chickens come home to roost.
They do.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get into some more fun because we've got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at 3 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. A winter weather advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Snow likely today, otherwise overcast skies. Highs around 25, northeast winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Teen tonight, a mixture of precipitation likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 20.
I'm not going to hit this Misty's button. And,
why not?
I'm not. And it's
what's wrong,
not,
James?
It's going to play the regular stuff, right?
It's back to the.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
happy birthday, baby.
It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're going to do right now is talk about Misty's and do some celebrating. Now, Misty's has some different hours for a little while here. They're going to be closed Wednesdays and Thursdays in February in the first 3 weeks of March. They'll be closed February 25th till March 5th. So keep that in mind, everybody. Mm-hmm. They will resume normal hours beginning the week of March 20th. We wish them a good break. Enjoy
yes.
your time off. Well-earned, well-deserved.
Well-earned.
When they do open their doors again, get on over to Misty's at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. They'll treat you good. You'll love the time you'll spend there.
So I got to say that my son, who had his birthday yesterday, went to Misty's with Beth for lunch.
Good.
He got his piece of pie, and they graciously brought a piece of pie back for me,
ooh,
which was delicious.
Oh, good to hear.
Oh,
good
Brian's pies, I'm telling you.
Brian really knows what he's doing
over
there.
He knows what he's doing.
It's such good stuff.
Yep.
Get on over there when they open their doors and enjoy some Misty's. Really good to hear they did that too.
Yes.
That's very cool. As long as we're taking a pause real quick here, I do want to thank you for the work you did on that spot and congratulate you on getting me.
Yeah. Did I get you? Oh, good. I'm glad.
I can count on one hand how many times I've been shocked in radio. Last year, Terry and Katrina stopping by the studio and everything with the balloons and all that threw me for a loop. And that's easily in the top three because I didn't see that coming. I was so excited in the moment. I was hoping that the sounder, I hope I get the Beatles sounder. But we played it on Friday.
Yeah.
So I was shocked when it popped up. And I'm like, oh, cool. Like, all right. And it took me a good 5-10 seconds to realize what was happening.
I was hoping it would confuse you a little bit.
It did. And I'm looking over at Beth, and she's playing. She's got a great poker face. She's just going along and everything. Like, what? I was blown away. It took me hold down on my game face to keep it on. Not getting too emotional about that one. Thank you. Thank you to you and everybody else that contributed to that. Appreciate you very much.
It was fun.
Getting into our birthdays for today, just have one on the list, Mr. Wilson Mathis.
Happy birthday, Wilson.
That's a strong name.
Yes.
Wilson Mathis. I like that. That's a good name right there.
Last names, always good.
We hope you have a fantastic day, Wilson. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.
We take a look at our celebrity list here. One of my favorite players playing defense in football since his college days, Khalil Mack, is 32 today, LA Chargers linebacker.
Mm.
Khalil Mack, also great name for football players.
It's a great name. So, is he related at all to Kevin Mack, the old running back for the Browns?
Ooh. I don't know.
I'd have to look that up.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Rajon Rondo is 37. I believe he's currently with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Won a title with Boston and has been playing for quite a
long time.
He's an interesting story, too. He got kind of his scholarship because of a mixtape, those mixtapes they used to do back in the day and everything.
Really?
And got a scholarship to Kentucky.
Wow,
for that.
That's cool.
Let's see here. Elodie Young is 42. She is the star of The Cleaning Lady. She's also Elektra on Daredevil and Jinx in G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Oh.
She was good on Elektra. I thought she was a very good Elektra in that Daredevil series.
Yeah,
I wonder
if
she'll revise that role.
Well, they seem to be bringing all of those guys back at this point, so maybe she will.
That's currently filming right now,
the new Daredevil show.
Because they want that release right away. They want to get that out there.
It's like 20-some episodes. I was surprised at how many episodes
very
it is.
Excited about that. More Charlie Cox's Daredevil, you got me. Yeah.
And some Kristen Ritter as Jessica Jones. I loved her. Oh,
Kristen
so
Ritter's Jessica Jones is one of the better casting things I've ever seen.
One of the best.
Same thing with David Tennant playing Mr. Gray or whatever the character.
The Purple Man.
The Purple Man. Yeah. Holy cow. Like, I didn't know David Tennant had that level in him, like to play dark like that.
He was creepy.
Yeah. Did a really good job.
Yep.
She's just a good actor. Although, that Cleaning Lady show, I haven't seen it, but there's something about that Cleaning Lady. I don't know. I don't think she's just a cleaning lady from what I've seen from the trailers and everything. I don't know. It's part of the show.
Yeah.
Tom Higginson is 44. Hey There, Delilah, singer for the Plain White Tees. Still a good band name.
Yeah, it is. I hate that song. Anyway.
We're all burnt out of that song. Ask a girl named Delilah how she feels about that song. Yeah. Drew Barrymore is 48 today.
Ah.
It's interesting. We were talking the other day. I was talking with Laura, I think it was, about the other. Well, actually, yeah, her and I was talking to some students about it too, because it kind of bled into it. But talking about child actors, and they're I believe that the original three from the Harry Potter movies are getting back together. There's talks of a new one that they're going to do or something like that. And it got me thinking about this and how Daniel Radcliffe, the kid who played Harry Potter, has done something I've never seen before. And I've studied acting my whole life, and I've studied actors, the role choices they take, the careers that they have, the arc of their careers. I talked about Ice-T the other day, arguably the most original arc of a career you've ever heard of or seen.
Right.
From where he started to where he was.
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe, I've never seen this before, where a child actor not only seems to like be well-rounded, he seems to be doing okay and mental health-wise and all that.
Yeah.
But he's gotten to the point in his career where that's like the fifth thing on his IMDb. Like, it's not even the first thing that people mention when they mention Daniel Radcliffe anymore. It's kind of like an afterthought of, and he played Harry Potter. Now, he's got this, this, and this, and he played Harry Potter. That's incredible, man. I've never seen that before.
When you play such an iconic character for so long as he did, and if you're able to continue and make people forget kind of about that, that's saying something else. I got to give some props to Emma Watson, too, because she has kind of done similar things. She's done a really, since the end of the Harry Potter movie, she's done some really cool things, too. So
I thought this was going to happen to Drew Barrymore. When I was a kid, I thought she was just such a she is, still is, such a natural talent. So comfortable doing this stuff that it just seemed like, well, she'd be okay. She had a really rocky time
She
there.
Did for a while.
And where she is now, where she's a celebrated director and producer, she I don't know if she's still doing it, but on the old AMC or the old AMC, the channel that played old movies and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
She would be on there talking old movies and talk about the details.
Yeah, Turner Classic Movies a few
Turner
times.
Turner Classic Movies.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah.
It's incredible to see where she was and started as a kid, had all that hardship in the 80s and everything, and now she's got a daytime talk show that everybody loves. She's more loved than Ellen. Like, because she's genuine, as we found out. I think that's pretty cool, and I'm really happy for her. And I don't mean this in a bad way. I didn't know she's only 48. Like, doesn't it seem like she's in her mid-50s by now? She don't look it by any means.
No, no.
But just because she's been around so long.
Yeah, and we grew up with her. It's hard to remember. Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh, we kind of grew up at the same time she did. So, she comes from a storied Hollywood family, too, the Barrymores. Yeah. Yes. I mean, come on.
I'm a big fan of hers. I've always enjoyed her work. James Blunt is, I should say, too, real quick. I don't think Adam Sandler's best co-stars have always been like his buddies and stuff in his movies or a former SNL castmate or something. Him and Chris Rock have incredible chemistry, Kevin James and all that. The best chemistry I've seen Adam Sandler have, and I've watched all of his work, is with Drew Barrymore or Jennifer Aniston.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's hard for me to pick which one, but he's done. He's got to do more movies with both of them. Like, I actually want to see him do a movie with all three. I think they did do that or something. I think they did something like that. James Blunt is 49. Singer, songwriter, no shoe wearer.
No shoe wearer.
Every time I see him, he's got no shoes on.
I'm trying to remember that his big hit song, and now it's totally
escaping
me. You're
beautiful. Goodbye, my lover.
You're beautiful. That's the one.
I don't know. Is he the one? Is he the bad day guy? So you had him in. I can't handle that song.
I can't handle
that song.
It's either that or Five for Fighting, which is the weirdest thing ever.
Whoever did that song, they should have their record contract taken from them. Sorry.
You're Beautiful was another one that was overplayed when it was a hit, so everyone got tired of it. Yeah.
Thomas Jane is 54, star of sci-fi's Expanse. He was also the 2004 Punisher.
That's right.
He was in the god-awful movie The Mist. And he is the star of HBO's Hung and some other stuff. He used to be married to Patricia Arquette. I think Thomas Jane's a fantastic actor. I've never really understood why he doesn't work more, other than it's just a tough business. He had a guest spot on Arrested Development, where he basically he was playing himself, but the Portia de Rossi, the one that interacted with his character, she thinks he's a homeless man, and she's trying to prove that she's a good person. So she like takes him in and all this stuff. It's actually Thomas Jane trying to play a homeless man, because he's getting character and learn what it is to be homeless and all that. He did a great job with it. He played it great. Jerry Ryan is 55, 7 of 9 to our Star Trek friends out there.
She's awesome.
She is revising her role on the Picard show.
Yes.
They've got one more season of that.
Yeah, yeah. She's and I got to say, she was one of the big reasons why Voyager was a hit when she finally came on the show. And then, but since then, I mean, when she came the first season of Picard, she came back and badass, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
She's so cool right still. On. She's just, yeah.
She's a good actor. I've seen her in other stuff.
Yeah.
The great Rachel Dratch is 57, Second City, an SNL alum who left the show to join Tina Fey on 30 Rock, but producers replaced her with Jane Krakowski, and Rachel ended up only doing about 12 episodes as various characters. That was horrible to hear and to see. I felt so bad for Rachel Dratch, and she's never really gotten the chance to shine. She is so dang talented. She's just as talented as Tina and Amy. And if you've heard me talk about Tina and Amy, you know how I feel about those two.
Yep.
Those three were the three amigos back at Second City. I go back and I watch a lot of the archive footage of Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. And every sketch, Rachel's in there. And sometimes she's the lead in the sketch. Tina didn't want to be on the stage or anything like that. Rachel was really supposed to be what Tina's doing now and all that. And she deserves it, too. Rachel Dratch deserves... I really hope... She's only 57. I really hope she gets that character one day that she's known for.
Yeah.
There are so many great bits that she did on SNL.
Yeah. There's a couple of women from the show that always seem to do better. And maybe she still will. I always thought Kate McKinnon... should be bigger than she is.
Agreed.
Kind of thing. But Rachel was one of those same people. Lots of talent, but somehow they couldn't find out what to do with her kind of thing.
Yeah. Kyle MacLachlan is 64, Agent Dale Cooper in Twin Peaks. He's Skye's father in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I didn't know that. And he was on Desperate Housewives. I didn't know
that. Yes, he was. He's had a very fascinating career.
Yeah.
I love it. I think he's a very versatile actor.
Yes.
He's been in some really great stuff. He's been in some real dogs, too. But hey, every time, he's professional. He does his thing, you know?
Was he the one in Blue Velvet?
Yes.
Yes, he was, because I thought so.
He worked with David Lynch on several things, like Twin Peaks, Dune. He was in the original Dune.
That's it. I couldn't place it. Thank you. Not the actor I would have expected to be David Lynch's guy.
Yeah, no.
Well, that was his De Niro in some ways. And I wouldn't have expected that, but good actor.
Yes.
One of the greatest basketball players of all time, Mr. Julius Erving, is 73, Dr. J.
Dr. J.
Favorite dunk I've ever seen. Favorite dunk I'll ever see. Still my favorite. Dr. J coming down the court. No, I wasn't. I saw this in highlights. I wasn't around for it. Dr. J booking down the court, or gets the ball, booking down the court, and he goes too far. He talks about this in interviews and stuff. He didn't realize where he was on the court, and it never happened to him before. So he was kind of like in panic mode, and he takes his arm and goes around behind the backboard, around, and then lays it up on the other side. It's one of the most amazing things you'll ever see a human being do.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. And that's not even probably in other people's top five of Dr. J moments.
Mm-hmm.
That's just for me, my personal opinion. Julius Erving, champion, incredible athlete.
The way I know him best was the video game Dr. J versus Bird one-on-one.
Yeah, that was a great game.
I played that game constantly I was a kid. It was good.
You.
That was a good one.
Same here. It was a good one, yeah. Julia Walters is 73. She was Miss Weasley in the Harry Potter movies.
Mm-hmm.
John Astin is 75, Sergeant Taggart in Beverly Hills Cop. He was really good in that role. He's really good. And then some people no longer with us, like the amazing Jonathan Demme, one of my favorite directors of all time. Top 10 favorite directors of all time. Now, Jonathan Demme passed away way young, so you know, didn't have too huge of an IMDb. Just directed Philadelphia, Silence of the Lambs, Beloved, the 1974 classic Caged Heart. You know, just a couple of movies.
Darkman. Don't forget Darkman.
Yeah, the Demmes, both of them, incredible directors.
Yep.
But Jonathan, my guy, just incredible director. Incredible guy who really got actors and really not one of these guys like James Cameron that's got to torture his actors to get the thing. Jonathan Demme treated his actors like human beings and still got great performances out of them.
He trusted them in their craft. How fascinating that is, right?
Let's see. Jonathan Demme let Denzel Washington and Tom Hanks do their thing in Philadelphia. How'd that work out, everybody? Did Tom get nominated for that role? Oh, yeah, that's right. He won. There's a big difference.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd rather work with a guy like that than have
any day of the week.
Yeah, every day. Don Pardo, born in this day in 1918, passed away in 2014. Legendary
Don
SNL
Pardo.
Announcer. I'm on TV. There's a old Lee Iacocca sketch.
Okay. Of all things.
Yeah, to tell you how old this reference is. Where they're all talking. John Lovitz as Lee Iacocca. Oh, no, Phil Hartman as Lee Iacocca, and John Lovitz is in it. And they're talking, and at one point, they mention Don Pardo, and he shows up, and he's kind of shaking. And you can see Don, he's shaking. He's so scared, and he's so nervous. And he looks in the camera, hey, I'm on TV. It's one of my favorite things to ever happen in SNL history. And what a voice. What a voice.
What one of those voices. I remember listening to, like, from the 50s, an old radio show, and the announcer, and I'm like, boy, that sounds familiar at the end. This is your announcer, Don Pardo. I was like, oh, my gosh. Yes, one of the he was on radio for 50 years or however long it was.
May have been the greatest.
One of the best.
Yeah, definitely one of the best. Yep. And could be the argument one of the greatest ever. Mm-hmm. Ted Kennedy, born in this day in 1932, passed away in 2009.
All right.
And Steve Irwin, born in this day in 1962, passed away in 2006. The crocodile hunter.
The
So much. Wow. What Steve Irwin did with his life, mm-hmm. And that's in a short life,
yeah.
The awareness that he brought and the attention he brought, mm-hmm. is incredibly noteworthy. It's so cool to see his kids and his wife continuing that legacy.
That on, yeah.
But any zoologist will tell you one of his lasting legacies is he was incredibly smart, knew what he was doing, and still died from interacting with wild animals.
Yep.
So I mean, that is part of his legacy.
Yep.
It's sad, but it's something we can all learn from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, don't go up to that stingray. Hey, don't go up to this animal. You know,
yep.
Trust people that know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to remind people about this, unfortunately, in society, because we have a lot of people that don't trust doctors and all this stuff. But yeah, let the people that know what they're doing do it. Like,
yep.
Hey, get a picture of me touching the stingray.
Yeah.
No, man, no.
I'm going to take this selfie with his bear here,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Right?
Even people who know what they're doing, it can still end like this.
Yeah.
They're wild animals.
They're still wild.
One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Wilson Mathis.
Happy birthday, Wilson.
And to anybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary out there. Get them to us, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com. You can always, of course, send them to direct message us on our Facebook page. You can do it that way. Or james.maloff@civicmedia.us.
I don't think so, Tim. Sorry, Wilson.
Nice. No, that was good. That was good. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll come back with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing right here at WFHR.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The spring primary runs smooth in Wood County last night. Judge Janet Protasiewicz received the most votes, and Daniel Kelly came in second to move forward in their race for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Wisconsin Rapids School Board candidates running for two open seats ranked as follows. Kathy Steben Hintz received the most votes, with 2,465. John Krings came in second with 2,411. Mike Deary received 2,041 votes. Christopher Inda came in fourth with 1,756 votes. And Jen Farnborough received 1,209. The general election will be on April 4th. In Stevens Point, incumbent Mayor Mike Wiese received the top vote count with 2,276 at 50% of the vote. Melissa Johnson came in second with 1,366 votes, or 30%. These two will move forward to the general election in April. Craig Tesh received 929, or 20% of the vote, during the primary. The race is set for the Wisconsin Supreme Court general election. Civic Media's news director Terry Bell reports.
Dan Kelly and Janet Protasiewicz advanced to the April 4th spring election. They got the most votes in yesterday's four-way primary. Voters will have a clear choice between the conservative and the liberal, and the winner will, in fact, tip the ideological balance of the state's high court. That matters because the Supreme Court is likely to take up the state's restrictive abortion law, legislative maps, union rights, and challenges to future election results. Observers expect the campaign will be one of the most contentious and most expensive in history. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Many schools in the listening area are going virtual today and tomorrow, with the winter storm predicted to make traveling hazardous. Wisconsin Rapids, Port Edwards, Stevens Point, and Wausau have all moved to virtual learning for Wednesday and Thursday. Some schools, including Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, and Wausau, have canceled after-school activities for Wednesday night. Wisconsin Rapids also canceled Thursday's after-school activities. Other schools are waiting to make that call for Thursday. The storm is expected to drop about a foot of snow. High winds will cause drifting and whiteout conditions in many areas and will make travel difficult. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Get a great hot-to-order lunch at Misty's Menu for only $7.99. Yep, just $7.99. Choose a sandwich, hamburger, BLT, hot ham and cheese sub, tuna melt, or chicken salad. Then choose one side, French fries, coleslaw, cottage cheese, cup of soup or chili, and then choose your beverage, coffee, hot tea, soda, or iced tea. The choices are yours. The price stays the same. Only $7.99, and only at Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
The Arts Council presents Take Three, where rock meets Bach. Take Three gives you the most exciting and refreshing pop, rock, classical, fusion music anywhere in the world. And they'll be at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids, Thursday, March 9th. See what Take Three is about and get your tickets anytime at SaverTheArts.org or call 715-424-2787. Take Three with the Arts Council, your performing arts connection.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road, that's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at 3 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. A winter weather advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Cloudy this afternoon with snow likely. High of 25, northeast winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Teen tonight, mixed precipitation likely. High of 24, tomorrow snow likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
So wild, standing there with her hands in her hair.
What a career for Steve Winwood.
We can do a whole bumper thing just of Steve Winwood stuff.
Yeah. Quite a career.
Yeah.
And talking about having an interesting quite career, we have Phil Hartley joining us right now from Quality Plus Printing. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning. Give me a higher love.
Yeah. Oh, good one. Good one. Yes. Yeah. All I just thinking that's playing the bumper right away in my head, especially us kids of the 80s and everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, that guy ran game in the 80s.
Yes, he did.
Steve Winwood, quite a career. Really nice career for him.
Back in the 60s, right? I mean,
yeah, when he was a teenager.
I mean, when you have a hit when you're 12, 14 or something like
15
that.
15 or 16, yeah.
It's pretty nice. You're going to have a pretty nice, you could have a pretty nice career.
Yeah.
Phil Hartley joins us every Wednesday from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Phil, how you been doing?
Really well. Digging out a little bit, but I think we got more to come, huh?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, it looks like it, yeah. What is our word for today, Phil?
I think you're going to like this one. This is a different one here. So see if you can tell me what it means. See if you can get the anachronism. Anachronism.
Anachronism.
Anachronism.
Let's see. R-O-N-I-S-M.
I believe
it has a lot of significance to some people that are in plays or movies.
It's
a thing belonging to a period that other than where it should be exists. The way that I've seen this the most or heard this the most is like in a movie when you're watching a movie that was set in the 30s and somebody's wearing a brand new Rolex Swiss watch or something.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
Wait, that's an anachronism.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, anything like that where something doesn't belong in the period that it's being shown in.
They had this happen on Game of Thrones where they were having a scene and there's a Starbucks cup in the scene and everything, like right on the table. Like,
no, they had Starbucks then.
This happened during Lord of the Rings too, where there's a scene in the first Lord of the Rings movie where their first all seven are together and they're walking and you look in the back and you see like a Volkswagen or something like that going by.
Even in the best movies, it happens. Yeah.
Like, oh, why did they just take the Volkswagen? It seems like it'd been a lot faster. It's a shorter book, I guess.
Yeah.
That's a great word, Phil. That's a really good one.
Let's drive to Mordor.
How did you come across that word?
Oh, man, I don't know. You know, I keep watching for words every week and I get some emails
cool.
Words of the week and stuff and different things, and And I try to find one that catches me, and then that one caught me.
Is there anything more fun than interacting with for you customers, for us listeners? It's the greatest.
Oh yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
They've always got great ideas. They've always got good stuff for us. It's great stuff. That's cool.
Yeah, and it's just a different, I mean, for lack of better words, the characters you meet. You know, everybody's different. We're all unique, like everyone.
Right.
Thing goes, but boy, everybody's got their own story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so fun to hear it. It is so fun. Phil, that's just part of it. You get a budget time in a work day just to be able to spend time with people and learn.
You know?
Wouldn't it be nice?
Yes. That's smart. Yeah. Actually, yeah. That is very insightful. Yeah. Phil,
anachronism, we talked about the movies and stuff, but it could be about paintings. You know, sometimes you'll see things in paintings or, you know, pictures that, where did that come from, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, so, indeed.
How are things at the shop, Phil?
Hey, doing good. Working on a neat project this morning for our friends at Sand Valley. So, happy to do business with them. And we're actually printing up some rafters business cards pretty soon. They're getting ready, despite the look of what's outside.
Mm-hmm.
Their upcoming season, you know. So, been a lot of fun to get some good projects going.
Really good to hear, Phil. We encourage people to head on over to Quality Plus Printing for all your printing needs. Buy local, support local. Phil and the gang will take good care of you. Always likes a curveball. Maybe you throw him something that he hasn't had before or something like that.
Yeah, bring it on.
Mm-hmm. They can handle it.
That's right.
And Phil, we're already looking forward to next Wednesday and getting another one of these wicked awesome words from you.
Yeah, no anachronisms here. It all belongs.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
Nicely done, sir. Nicely done.
Ready to go.
Hey, you guys stay safe, Phil. Say hi to the whole staff over there for us. We'll talk again real soon.
Yeah, thank you both. Take care, guys.
You too. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate Phil and our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Learn more about the great work they're doing over there. You can go to their website, qpprinting.com. Encourage you to type into your search bar on Facebook, Quality Plus Printing, like their Facebook page. Keep up to date with that. And you can always stop by 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can't miss the store. It's right there. They always got a nice something nice on the sign
on
out
sign
there
too,
and everything.
Yeah.
Be sure to check that out. If you want, you can give them a call ahead of time, 423-7440-423-7440. Go to Quality Plus Printing for all your printing needs. Buy local, support local.
Uh-huh.
And join us next Wednesday for another Wicked Awesome Word. That's going to be fun.
Wicked Awesome.
Nick, Wicked Awesome. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back. You know, forget about it. We'll be back. So I turned from Boston to New York.
Go to Brooklyn.
We'll be back with more morning show here at WFHR.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the #1 orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The #1 hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net, it scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning begins at 3 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. A winter weather advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Cloudy this afternoon with snow likely. High of 25. Northeast winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Teen tonight, mixed precipitation likely. High of 24. Tomorrow, snow likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates. Thanks to everybody for joining us here on The Morning Show. Seth and James with you at 8:49. Big shout out to Phil Hartley and our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun. Yeah. We always enjoy hanging out with Phil and talking with him. That's fun. We'll have to get him in studio soon here.
Yeah, eventually get him back here.
What's rage applying? Plus seven more trendy work terms in 2023.
Trendy. They're telling us. Yeah. It's trendy.
We're going to be hip after this. And as soon as they know that we know these words, they'll change them.
Yeah.
It's how it works.
We're the bee's knees after this.
Never forget the first time I heard my dad say rad. I was like, No.
I can't use that word ever again.
I've never used it since. I've never. I love my dad. I think my dad's cool. And I still did. Yeah. Here are a few more work terms that have been trending lately. Copycat layoffs. Copycat layoffs.
Huh?
The idea that layoffs are contagious. When one corporation starts canning people, other companies decide that they should too.
I think there might be something to that. I think it causes people to look at their own thing. Because it can't be a coincidence that like Google and Facebook and Amazon are all suddenly laying off a bunch of people. I think there is something to that. Maybe not the entire thing, but yeah.
Does anybody think CEOs don't talk to each other?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they do.
You know, this isn't, you don't need a term for this. This isn't contagious. This is planned. This is orchestrated. This is talked to. There's a million meetings about it. There's months that is taken into it. It's not like the owner wakes up one day and you know what? Cut 20% of the company.
Yeah.
No, this is something that they, at least if they're doing that, their company's probably not around anymore.
That's the problem with having only four companies that run everything. They can, four people can meet in a room and say, or not even meet in a room now. They can just text, hey, you think we should do this? Yeah, let's do this. Okay, yeah.
It's going to be Highlander. It's going to be Highlander, man, where there's only one person in this country, in America, that is in that 1%.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of us are going to be, because it's never enough for these guys. You think Elon Musk's ego can handle what's happening to him right now?
No.
I mean, all these guys, they're just as bad as the next one. So. Yep. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's not going to take too much further into the future here when we look and we see, oh, Jeff Bezos owns everything.
Yeah. I hope you don't want that, because I certainly don't.
Yeah. That's called a monopoly.
Yeah, very much so.
Resentism. When you stay in a bad job because you don't think you have any other options. Yes. So you start to resent it more and more.
Ooh, that's a bad place to be in. Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah, I've been there. I've been there. I know what that's like.
All right. Now you have a word for it.
Yeah, right. I actually think that's... That's interesting, because that's something that's existed since the dawn of jobs.
I think you're right. That is totally, yes.
Don't think we ever had a name for it, though.
No.
Bare minimum Monday. It's like quiet quitting, but just for the start of the week. You skate by and let yourself ease into it slowly. Or another terminology, almost every one of us.
Yeah, exactly. So now, here's my question. Let's tie this in with what we were talking about earlier. So if we only have a 4-day work week, would we still have something? Probably. But would we still have something like this? Maybe. Maybe not. Would we feel more rested?
I think that employees that would try the bare minimum Monday on a 4-day work week wouldn't be employed very long.
It would seem that way.
The only way we get this to work is if everybody pulls their weight.
If the productivity stays the same. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So if anything, you might be X-ing that out, the idea of a bare minimum Monday.
Oh, maybe.
And if you're doing that, if I'm an owner, if I'm looking at that, I'm like, well, I'm actually saving money then, because my employees, I got the lights on, I got all these things going, the business is running, but yet my employees aren't at 100% because they had barely 2 days off.
Right.
And again, to parents, you had no days off. So that actually makes a lot of sense. If I'm an employee, like, you know what? I'm not going to wait for the rest of the world to do this. I'm going to be smart about this, get ahead of the curve. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start a 4-day work week and go forward from there and see how this goes.
Yeah.
Chaotic working. It's also called malicious compliance. It's when you break rules at work to help out a friend, for example, by giving an employee discount or upsizing their food order for free.
Oh, okay.
That stuff has no shelf life. You will get caught. Eventually, you will get caught.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it a lot. Although, I, personally, the way I view it, I don't think it does a lot of harm. But if you do it too much, then you're right. Yeah, people will start to notice.
Shift shock. It's when you're excited about a new job, but after a few shifts, you realize you hate it. It's also called new hire's remorse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Shift Shock, I thought was the name of like a bad guy in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Seems like it would be. Shift Shock.
Shift Shock.
It seems like a bad guy name. It seems like, I don't know what to do with that one.
Well, I think I know what it is. I think I've dealt with that a little myself.
Oh, yeah.
When you've
got
a job. Oh, right. I got a job. After the euphoria of getting a new job wears off, and it's like, ugh, I got to work now, and I don't like this work. Uh-oh.
We see this in radio a bit. Especially we see this with announcers. I'll never understand this. We always have this person, hey, you guys need announcers? Oh, I'll do that. Okay, what's your experience? Well, I don't have any, but I could do as good of a job as Joe Buck or any of these guys.
Uh-huh.
And then they want to just show up and just jump on the microphone and talk. Like, that's all they want to do. They don't realize all the extensive work Randy does and, you know, announcers do, interviewing coaches, talking to players, getting the pronunciation of these kids' names down, like you know your own kid's name. And think about all the work that they put into these things. Some people, they don't want to do all that work. They just want to talk.
And every announcer has to do that, from someone as local as Randy up to Joe Buck. They still got to go interview the players and the coaches and everything. They still got to do that.
At our level, Randy is not just the announcer. He's the producer. He's the researcher. He's got to do
all of it himself.
Joe Buck's got a guy in his ear telling him stuff and everything. Randy don't have that.
Nope.
So when it comes to like this kind of job, even just doing what we're doing on the radio here.
Yeah.
Like there's plenty of people that have been in radio and are dying to get back into it and want to get back, you know, and do it, and they miss it and those kind of things.
Yeah.
I know a lot more people that got into this industry and burnt out within months. I'll never forget a friend of mine, I'm not going to say his name or anything because he's a friend. I do consider him one.
Yep.
But he graduated, came up to GLX, and was so excited, had more energy than I've seen a lot of people have at a job before. That lasted a couple weeks and then a couple months, and it never panned out. And I don't know if he's even in radio anymore. Right. I don't think he is. And he went to school for it, you know.
Wow.
Like there's certain, you know, things.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
I imagine it's like that for me too. Acting's not what I thought it was when I was a kid. About the talent. I thought it was all about just being, everybody wanting to be good at this and creativity and having fun. I had no idea the politics and all this other stuff.
All the stuff going on.
Image and all those things. Boomerang employees. It's when you go back to an old job because your new one didn't work out. Okay.
I've seen that a few times with other. I've never done that myself, but I've seen that a few times with people. And actually, I'm thinking of one specifically. It actually worked out better for that person because they realized they went to this job. It wasn't right for them. And they were so good at their old job that it was good that they came back because that's really where they belong.
I think we've been seeing more of that along with this great migration is a lot of people that may not be going to a new job or a new career, but going back to one that they missed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And career cushioning is when you don't necessarily hate your job, but you start looking for other jobs in case layoffs are coming. That should be everybody.
That's smart.
That's smart, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I love this job. Yep. Civics treated me good. Mm-hmm. I'd stay here for the rest of my career if they'll have me.
Yep.
But do I have other things out there?
Like, just in case? Yeah.
You're darn right I do.
Yeah.
I've had it happen to me. I walked in my old GLX days. I walk into work. I'm a copywriter. I'm doing over the back fence. I'm on FM and AM. I've never been happier in my life with work. And my place in the world. And I walk in one day and everybody, what's everybody meeting for and everything? Oh, we've been bought. NRG bought us. And everybody's keeping their jobs, except could I talk to you, and you in the office over here? And I just go dumbly over to the office. Oh, sure, what's going on over here, Miles? What do you want to talk about?
Yeah, you're done.
You're done. You're out. You're gone. They already have a copywriter they're bringing in. We don't need you. But I could do other. No, we're done. And you know, that's it. That's over. Yeah. I will never have that happen again. Never. I've got 4 or 5 options just sitting there for me right now if I need them. And I've got more if I went did some digging. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with my job, current job, or my happiness in my job. Mm-hmm. I love this place. I genuinely mean that. But you're a fool to me. That's foolish to me to not have a backup plan.
Right.
I think that's just smart. As far as career cushioning, giving me some of these things that are just silly to say too. I could never say that to another grown human being. What you doing, Jay? You know, how's the job going? Well, all right, but you know, I'm doing some career cushioning. Like, what? What? Is that a? I don't think you should tell me that. This sounds like a sexual position. I don't think you should be saying that. I don't know. What the heck's going on?
What is that? Did we ever find out what rage applying was?
Yeah, they didn't even give it to us. They didn't even tell us. Rage applying is when you're so fed up with your job, you go home and apply to a ton of other jobs that seem better.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Now we know.
I'm so glad.
We know that
now. We have that terminology now. We will take a break. We'll come back with not only CBS News and the Weather Eye Weather Center, but Seth and I will jump into some entertainment news when we get back here on The Morning Show.